The Rangers and A's continuing their series on Sunday on Mother's Day. Mike Napoli with his mom and breast cancer survivors being honored on the field pregame. Top of the fifth inning, score is tied up at two. A.J. Griffin starting for Texas. There's a man on second for Matt Joyce of the A's.
This ball hit in the air, center field. Back on it, Gomez. It's carrying well, and it's gone. That's a home run. Boy, off the bat, that one didn't look like it would carry that far. But indeed, a two-run homer by Joyce, and Oakland leads 4-2. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning, 4-2 Oakland. 3-2 to DeShields. And a bouncer, third base, that's a fair ball. Glove by Plouffe, and so to first, not in time. Here comes Gomez, he'll score!
That is tremendous base running by Carlos Gomez, who did not slow down for a minute.
The right-hander deals, and there's a shot. Up the alley and left center, a base hit for Elvis. It goes all the way to the wall. DeShields hits the bag at third. He's speeding home. He scores. And we're tied 4-4 on the double to left center by Elvis Andrews.
And this one scooped out to right field. That's a base hit. Andrews will score, and the Rangers back in front. 5-4 on Mazzara's RBI single. Breaking ball, bouncer, second base. Quick flip to second one, the Andrews turn. In time, double play, and this one is over. The Rangers make it six in a row. And they come back from behind to do it again today.
The Rangers extend their winning streak to a Major League best six in a row after a 6-4 win Sunday over the A's. They have come from behind to win their last five. Trevor Plouffe, Adam Rosales, and Matt Joyce all homered for the A's, who have gone deep 16 times over their last eight games. But Matt Bush worked the ninth inning for his fourth save in five chances. Elvis Andrews 3-for-4, two runs, and two RBIs to pace the Texas offense. The Rangers extend their winning streak to a Major League best six in a row after a 6-4 victory over Oakland on Sunday. They've come back from behind to win their last five games. Here's Texas manager Jeff Banister.
Well, Chu came in with some spasms in the lower back, so he was unavailable to us. He was originally in the lineup, but was scratched, so seemed to be a little bit better at the end of the day, but we'll know more after the off day. Gomez, coming around third, as he's approaching the plate, the bat, kind of umpire, kind of congested. He initially was going to slide, kind of redirect himself, felt a little something in the hamstring area, but again, felt like get him out of the game, get him upstairs, get him looked at. I'm sure that we'll know a little more about him also tomorrow. He didn't step on the bat, no.
And Jeff, can you talk about the hustle of Delino today? Because that ball he hit on the third base side, and that was just perfect timing. And then also his play left field, center field. Talk about DeShields and his efforts today.
Yeah, you know what? D has been playing well for us as he's been. We re-entered him back into the game kind of as a regular. The at-bats for me have been good. The on-base, the barrel showed up against the right-handers and the left-handers. But speed plays in this game, and so great hustle down the line. That's what we have him for. That's his game. He understands that. But all around in the outfield, felt like that good play today for him, left field, and then having to move over. I felt the ball that he was able to cut off there late in right center to get it back in. The ball down the line, third baseman with Gomez throwing, initially thought the third baseman might redirect and come home with it, but decided to throw across. And look, when you get the type of speed that D has, it you got to get rid of it. And he was able to beat it out. It was a big play for us, huge play.
Before his injury, the catch Gomez made in the sixth obviously proved to be a big play. What do you think of that catch, and how his defense has been?
Look, this is a gold glove caliber center fielder. Reads the ball off the bat very well. You saw the command of the outfield today with some balls ranging to left field and then also to right field. And then the ball that Rosales hit, the hard line drive, sinking line drive, moving away from a great diving catch. Things that I've seen him, those type of plays I've seen him make before. They're demoralizing when you're on the other side because he is such a good outfielder. But good nose for the ball. He reads the bat very well.
You didn't get a quality start today, but it was just three walks overall for the day. Good defense. Y'all created runs. These are all the things that y'all were not doing earlier in the year, and this is part of what why y'all have this streak that you're on now.
Absolutely, no. And look, quality start is one thing. Felt really the story today was the ability of the bullpen to come in, Jeffress coming in, getting the double play ball. When Griffin was at the end, Griff started. I thought the first few innings, Griff was really good, and then after a walk, he seemed to get out of his delivery, drift down the mound, got a little bit out of rhythm, and then just felt like where the pitch count was, the delivery didn't seem that it was going to get any better. We decided to make a change, bring Jeffress in. We needed a ground ball there, was able to get it, recorded the next out, and then felt like that Alvarez was really good, refreshed. The fastball was back. The slider was there. And then Dyson came in and gave us put a zero on the board, something that last couple of outings for him have been good. The velo seems to be back. The sink is back. So very positive outing for him. And then really the last play to end the game, the double play ball, a little bit awkward with Ruggie ranging to his right, the flip. Elvis was able to barehand it and make a throw. So good defense all around. So it was a good day.
Four straight late comeback wins. What does that say about the mindset of the team and how the guys are feeling?
Yeah, no. Well, obviously how they're feeling speaks for itself. Anytime you put wins together, there's a lot of momentum. There's a lot of feel good. It's nice to come to the ballpark. The comeback wins are something that felt like that would come with this ball club as we started to get our offense in shape, as the bullpen was able to settle down, pitch much better, eliminate the walks, pitch to their strengths. So we knew that this offense would get going at some point. I think the hitting coaches have done a tremendous job with these guys staying with that mindset, really pounding home what we need to do is about keeping the ball in the middle of the field, staying on the pitch, staying out of the chase zones, and look to just put the barrel on the baseball. And these guys, they're good hitters. They're going to be good hitters. And when we have the ability to run the bases, take the extra base on base hits, steal bases, put pressure on the defense, this offense shows up for it.
Jeff, twice in this game, Delino, Elvis, and Nomar had back-to-back hits. In the first inning, it comes against a guy who had no hits to the seventh inning the first time and gets mm-hmm. you an early lead. And then the seventh, they did again. Just talk about them kind of building off each other and what it's meant for you in these couple games.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same approach. A guy that early on, our approach and some of the swings, a little quick, out and around on a pull side. I think that in San Diego, where this whole thing has kind of manifested itself, a conscious effort to really stay through the baseball, stay inside, keep it in the middle of the field, is their approach, and it continues to pay off. I talked about that in the last game that Griffin threw, that some of the at-bats in that were great. However, some of the ones that we need to continue to work on are some of those add-on at-bats, stringing at-bats together, staying through the middle, taking a solid approach and not getting too big. And that's when you're not making outs on the pool side, you're keeping it in the middle of the field, you're going to get good barrel on good pitches.
After a day off Monday, Texas starts a home series against the Phillies.